was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat.
There you go.
Is that your version of hip?
We're hip this time.
Is that hip?
We're gonna be hip this time.
Okay.
That's me and you.
Hip.
Fuck. Uh-huh.
Okay. Long silence there, deciding if you're hip or not.
This is the hip show. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Unhip.
Right.
Geritol.
Yeah.
Over the hill game.
Yeah. Today, hip.
Today, completely hip.
Hip.
Yes.
With it.
Well, yes, with it. Completely with it and fat.
Okay. What? Not F-A-T, but P-H-A-T.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What did you think I meant?
Well, I'm just making sure.
Oh, okay, good. As long as you understand.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This player has like two volumes, mute and loud. I got a pocket, for the sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, oh. Yeah. The first song was I Wish by Skee-Lo. This is Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield.
You see her sitting there. I love this song. It's happy.
Yes. Do you know what the? Do you know how unhip? Do you know how unhip we are? I'll tell you how unhip we are.
How unhip are we?
This week, a record like broke. Broke a record. An album was released and it broke a record for most sales ever in the first
and
week.
And we don't know about it?
I'll guarantee you, you don't even know the guy's name.
Who is it?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Yes.
I've heard of him.
What does he sing?
Like hip hop rap stuff.
I know, but like what song does he sing?
I haven't the slightest idea.
It's not just number one record in the country. That would be bad enough. Because I'm sure there's been lots of number ones that I didn't have a clue about.
You're right.
Over the years. Even when I did used to be hip. But, which is not even, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, the point is that this isn't that. This broke a record for selling the most records ever in the first week. That's how popular this guy
ever.
Is. Ever.
And he's named Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil. Oh, see, we can't even say it.
Lil Wayne. And I
Lil.
Get, what?
Lil.
Lil.
Lil Wayne.
Lil. L I L.
No T.
What?
Lil.
Lil.
Everything you learned from Dan, out the window. Lil Window.
Lil.
Lil Window.
Lil Window.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Okay, I'm issuing a Wilkerson alert.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to play Lil Wayne's song.
Okay.
And I have no idea how bad this is going to be.
Okay. Bring it on.
If it's too bad, we'll stop back up and erase it.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to issue the Wilkerson alert anyway. So
my
here we go.
My hand is on pause.
This is this broke all records.
I hope it gets better than this. Ew, you can't play that. You know what he's saying?
No. Alright, well, he didn't say any cuss words, but he's definitely not sharing Christian values. So, I think we're safe just issuing the alert there. Listen, this is the most popular song in the world?
Seriously?
Ever?
What's the matter with people? Oh, you know what number? You know it was number one on VH1? New Kids on the Block.
Yeah,
now,
right.
They're not new, first of all.
Well, actually, Coldplay's number one
this
week.
They're not kids. Second of all. No, this was like videos.
Oh.
Second of all, they're not kids anymore.
Really. Yeah.
I mean... I don't know. I think they need a new name. Or like new kids. Maybe their kids could be part of the group. Maybe they could have their kids be the new kids on the block.
Is that your plan?
It's my plan, because they're too old.
But I don't understand why that's the most popular thing in the world, you know, and it's broke all the records, because it doesn't.
Coldplay was number one, so that's good. That's good music. You love Coldplay. I mean, other than their political stance on things, but you like their music.
I do like
Coldplay. You said he was a musical genius the other day.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. I'll give him that.
You know, you said that they did something musically for you. This isn't it.
I don't understand why this didn't break all the records. You know?
Seriously, is this even, what is this?
This is Oceanfront Property. You heard this. If you leave me, now this is hip. I won't miss you. And I won't ever take it's George Strait.
I haven't heard that one.
Really?
I mean, I love George Strait, no? I love George Strait. Won't ever
haunt me. He says all this stuff.
He's very handsome. And now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you understand that.
Yeah.
Why did we play George Strait?
I don't know.
Because we're hip.
That's right.
And we're cool.
And at least you are.
We are. We are. What? So this show is all about being hip and cool.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
How else are we going to be hip and cool?
We're going to play George Jones.
Oh, that's hip and cool. I've heard the sound of my dear old
mama crying. Holy cow.
If you want to be hip.
Kill it. Kill it.
Wait a minute. If you want to be hip, you need to go out and look for Lawrence Welk.
Oh, good grief.
That's like serious hip.
I'm sorry. I can't do that to my listeners. George Jones was bad enough. Wilkerson is dying somewhere in a big, he's laying in a fetal position, sucking his thumb. The only thing that would be worse is if I sang George Jones.
That's funny.
Oh, wait, Conway Twitty. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I found something that John Wilkerson and I have in common.
What is that?
We both like to organize things.
Well, he's got 9 kids. Okay, organizing to him is not some kind of fetish like with you. It's actually a survival tool.
Oh, well, okay. Whatever. I don't care why he does it. I just like that somebody else likes to be organized. Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay does it for me musically. I just, you know, the melodies, the piano, I'm like, this is good.
It's like Pink Floyd used to be for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except I think this is better than musically. I think this is better than Pink Floyd. Now lyrically, I always like Pink Floyd, which is kind of weird because they actually started more as the musical side.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, so you were being hip. Am I? Is that it?
This is
that's
hip
all
as I
you
get.
Got.
Coldplay is as hip as I get. I'm afraid. Okay.
Well, they're pretty hip. They're number one.
They are number one.
Right.
I don't know if that means anything.
I don't either.
I think nowadays you're supposed to like bands that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, is that the trend?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know? Which was actually popular when I was in college.
Right. Well, right.
You were supposed to like the Dead Milkmen until everybody, you know who the Dead Milkmen are?
No, I don't like them anymore.
I like the Dead Kennedys. The Dead Kennedys? Oh, I know them. Oh, you know them? Well, I don't like them anymore either. I liked them a minute ago, but not now.
Jewel? No.
Now, I'm going to like the Stunted Nails. I don't think that's a band yet, but that's who I like.
Yeah.
Because you've never heard of them. Just making up names.
Did you find Lisa Loeb before or after?
Before or after what?
Before she got in the mainstream.
Me? Oh, well. No, it was after Stay.
Oh, okay.
It was after Stay.
And then you went back.
And then I started, getting into her stuff. For me, Sarah was Sarah McLachlan is who we're talking about. Yeah. Well, actually, I didn't get into Sarah until her second album, Surfacing, or third album, whatever, Surfacing, when Surfacing came out. And then I went back to Fumbling for Ecstasy or whatever.
Fumbling toward Ecstasy. Oh, Lisa.
But Lisa, I found out, was from Dallas, and I really liked the acoustic and the simple.
What was that?
We're going to pause the show and go figure out that. Okay, and we're back. I guess it was just ice falling.
I guess.
I don't know. That was weird. Okay, well, we're officially spooked out now. Quiet house, something fell. All right. Well, I wanted to talk about Flim Flam.
Flim Flam?
Hobnobber.
Uh-huh. Hobnobber.
What'd I say?
Hobnobber.
Okay. Willy nilly.
Oh, yeah. Things are going willy nilly.
What was the other one? Jibber jabber.
That's what babies do.
Jibber jabber. Uh-huh. I want to talk about these words. Who makes up these words?
Us.
What do you mean us? I didn't make up those words.
Well, like people like us did, like our parents did.
They're like rhyming words that don't really rhyme, but they, I don't understand where these words come from. Somebody said, I think it was your mom said the other day, oh, she's jibber jabbering. I got to thinking about it for a minute. I'm like, what is that? I mean, it's sort of sound. It's sort of like one of those words that sounds like what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, what was it? They have a word for that.
Oh.
Anaponymia, anaminapana, anacondamina, anaminapina, anapinaminamana. What's the name of that?
Yeah, something like that.
No, come on, you. Okay, yeah, you're laughing at me, but you won't try it. You won't even give it a shot. At least I stuck my neck out there. Come on, bring it on. Bring what you got.
I have no idea. Go.
Anaminapia. Ha ha! I did it.
Very good.
That's when the word sounds like what it is. So yeah, it's sort of like that, but willy-nilly's not. Like jibber-jabber is, but willy-nilly's not. Right?
It's just all over the place.
But willy-nilly and hobnobber, they sort of rhyme. The front part and the last part rhyme. So you think maybe those are like little rhyming nonsense
What's
words.
What's hobnobber? I don't know that
That's
one.
When you're hobnobbing with the rich.
Oh, that's hobnobbing. Oh, you're a hobnobber. Okay, I get
yeah,
it.
You know, you're hobnobbing with the rich. Whatever, two hobnob.
Yeah, hobnobbing.
I'm sure it's a verb. I don't know if it's a verb or a noun. You're a hobnobber or you're hobnobbing.
Mm-hmm. How come Emma says John Brown? How come she says that? That is so funny. She'll go, oh, John Brown.
I have no idea where she got that. I don't know if that's an old people thing or just a Meemaw thing. Or if she actually knew somebody named John Brown at some point.
She'll be frustrated. Oh, John Brown.
Well, I'll be John Brown. I don't know. Maybe I should look up who John Brown
is.
Yeah,
maybe we should.
I'm sure there's like a gazillion different people for John.
Oh, that's funny.
For John Brown.
I'll never forget the first time I heard it. She even laughed at herself.
He was an abolitionist in 1859.
Oh, lovely. So it's...
I'll be John Brown.
Well, that can't be good.
I don't know what that means.
I can't imagine that. It had a positive connotation to it. You know, like other terms that came from that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where did the expression, I'll be John Brown, originate? Wikipedia answers.
Huh.
How about that? Wicca answers.
Seriously? You're reading that?
I read that.
Okay, what is it?
The answer is...
We're going to be hipping with it. With an 83-year-old woman.
The answer is... Where's the...
There is no answer?
Oh, it all started back when a man named John pooped his pants.
Aw.
He was nicknamed John Brown for the color of his undergarments. His friends would tease him at parties, yelling,
no way.
I'll be John Brown. And forcing feces into their dungarees. Yeah, you know, I'm not thinking that that's really like the right answer. I think that's something somebody made up.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well. I thought we were going to get there, but we didn't. Oh, well. You know, I used to like John Brown in college, the band, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the John Browns, they were awesome. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Where were you with your hobnobber and your jibber-jabber?
Yeah, jibber-jabber. Yeah. Can you think of any more words like that?
I don't know. Not
like hacky-sack?
What?
Hacky-sack.
That's a thing.
Well, it became a thing. Oh, you okay there?
I'm tired.
You almost inhaled your microphone. You created a huge void and vacuum in space. Almost sucked in the room. I saw the walls move in just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so call in with your whatever you want to call this. I don't know exactly what you want to call this kind of word.
You already called it
nonsensical
anamiopia.
No, this is not an anamiopia because willy nilly is not what it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying willy nilly, hobnobber. You know, if you have a word that fits into this category, and if you have a word for this category, please call us. Let us know what you
if
think.
If Dan, you know, finds time.
If Dan finds time to look at
you know,
your answers.
Maybe we might maybe get, we the call.
Get the if, call.
If, you know, but we could be important to him sure. again since he's.
Yeah, he doesn't have to see us anymore. Job. So he has a job and all. 206-350-6956 is where you can leave that. Or you can send an email to comments at twoblindsquirrels.com with your answer. If we use your answer on the air, as always, you will get a free. And that's all you will get. But we will credit you with the answer. What are you like? What is like all of a sudden?
I am hungry.
Oh, is
I
that
just
what
got
it is?
Hungry all of a sudden.
Uh-oh, look out.
Was there a piece of pizza left? The
microphone's looking off.
So I'm hungry. Oh, okay, I stayed up too late. I hate
pizza.
That.
Oh, bummer. Yes, there's pizza left.
If I was sleeping, this would be happening right now.
No, you'd be, our mateys, kill me, swab the deck, and kill me a mermaid. I'm hungry.
Seriously?
I've seen you get up in the middle of the night and go eat a bowl of cereal. Don't tell me.
Well, I was awake. I wasn't sleeping when that happened.
Well, I didn't see you ate the bowl of cereal in your sleep.
Well, you made it sound like I got up in the middle of the night when I ate a bowl of cereal. I don't do that. It was when we're getting ready to go to bed.
Well, it's the middle of the night, though. It could be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, if I'm hungry, I'm hungry, man.
It could be 1 o'clock in the morning. She gets up and goes and gets a bowl of cereal.
I exercise a lot.
Well,
I'm going to eat.
This has nothing to do with that. It's just the fact that you get the munchies.
I do.
Night.
No, but I'm hungry. No, it's not the munchies. There's a difference between the munchies and being hungry.
Ah, this is hungry.
Hunger.
Hunger pains. Death pains.
Deathly hip. Hip and with it, hunger pains.
Deathly hip. That's what I'm going with for this show. Deathly
hip.
Hip. Because we are deathly hip.
We are.
We're hip almost to death.
Yep. You better watch out.
Any more hip and we would be dead.
Yep.
Milkmen.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.